Welcome to Introductions, WFMT's weekly Saturday morning program featuring talented pre-college musicians across Chicagoland. I'm your host, Robbie Ellis. The piece you're hearing just now is Le Voyage by Emily Baer. We first played it on Introductions in 2018, and it earned Emily her second ASCAP Morton Gould Young Composers Award when she was just 14. She won her first such award when she was 6. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know that we tend to profile performers. Today, however, we're bringing the focus to people like Emily Baer, young people who not only perform music, but also write their own. Specifically, high school composers, all of whom participated in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Composition Seminar, taught by freelance composers Eric Malmquist and Ben Hjertman. One of the missions of the most recent seminar was to write a piece for string quartet and have it recorded by professionals, specifically a Chicago quartet called Atlas. It was an experience that was enlightening for both parties involved. Here's a violinist from the quartet, Sabrina Tabby.
Collaborating with the Chicago Youth Symphony Composers Class is definitely by far one of the most inspiring and fulfilling projects Atlas has ever done. And because of the limitations this year, the entire project was done remotely. Even in spite of that, it was an almost magical experience to hear each quartet come to life one part at a time in a layer, and then watching it blossom into the full composition was especially cool. And we just had our minds blown. Every piece, we were just in awe of the talent and creativity of these young musicians. These young people are going places. The future of music is so bright.
Luckily, my colleague and WFMT's Andrew Patner fellow, Adela Skovronsky, was able to catch up with 8 of these wonderful composers to talk composing, philosophy, and of course their string quartets. They all play or played in various CYSO ensembles. They range in age from 15 to 18 years old, and they come with a variety of different skills, composing experience, and styles. Here's one who's appeared on Introductions before as a cello soloist.
My name is Jonathan Miller. I'm 15 years old. I play the cello, and I've been composing pretty much all my life, but writing stuff down and actually like putting my ideas to paper maybe for the last 2 or 3 years. I'm also a guitarist. I do a lot of dabbling in most subgenres of metal. My issue with pieces generally through any genre, through any instrument, through any anything, is moving from ideas too quickly and too abruptly. In the piece that I did with CYSO, there are very abrupt changes, and that's all on purpose. But a lot of times when I want to write things that are more kind of stretched and followable, that's a little bit harder for me. So I think one of the things that actually made it easier was having more instruments that I can cycle themes through. And a lot of the influence also comes from more modern composers like Caroline Shaw. Also more like 20th century super dissonant composers like Ryder Sessions and Charles Ives, people like that.
As Jonathan says, he draws on a wide variety of influences in his cello and guitar playing and his composing, although there will be no metal music to be found in Jonathan's first string quartet. What you will hear, though, are a couple of key themes flitting back and forth in a moonlit landscape.
I think a lot of the inspiration was honestly just my younger self. There's the solo cello section in the middle that goes from the more dissonant part to the more kind of consonant, like impressionistic part. And that you can kind of think of white water rafting to like very still water. And doing that gradually, you know, maybe you fall off a waterfall or something, and then you finally make it to the nice pristine lake.
Here is String Quartet No. 1 by Jonathan Miller on Introductions. Thank you. That was String Quartet No. 1 by 15-year-old Jonathan Miller of Chicago's South Shore neighborhood, performed by the Chicago group Atlas, and you're listening to Introductions, this week profiling young composers. Here's another 15-year-old who's incredibly passionate about the thought of pursuing music as a career.
Hi, my name is Jaime García Nuñez. I'm 15. My primary instrument is violin, and I started composing about when I was 8. Nothing serious. I would write down a melody here and there. Really, when the pandemic first hit during quarantine, I decided, well, I have all this free time to start writing music. And it's from there I wrote something for solo piano and fretting ever since.
Much like Jonathan, who we heard from before, Jaime García Añoveros has also been composing for a long time. He says his compositions mostly come from improvisation.
I'm very bad at practicing violin. I'm not very disciplined. I wish I was. I've tried. I continue to try, but when I'm playing my scales, for example, I'll just start improvising in the key, and I'll go on for 30, 40 minutes doing that, and that has always appealed to me a lot more, that creative aspect. Even when I was young, I didn't know a lot of music theory. I would always improvise, and then I would think, well, why don't I write this idea down? I've always been drawn to the aspect of music where I create something. Really, my style of writing is just entirely moment of inspiration, and then I go with that until I have nothing left. This string quartet I wrote at the beginning of last year, and I feel like I've matured a lot as a composer. It's really in a more cinematic style, something that I still continue just with maybe a more mature attitude. It's a very simple idea, harmonically, theoretically. It's not going to excite any academics, but I just thought it was a really passionate, emotionally charged idea, the very beginning and the very end.
Since he had this quartet recorded, Jaime has moved on to composing a full orchestra piece, one that he hopes to have a professional orchestra perform. For now, though, some smaller forces. This is Episodes for String Quartet by Jaime García Añoveros. Thank you. You just heard Episodes for String Quartet, composed by 15-year-old Jaime García Añoveros of Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, and recorded as part of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's 2020-2021 Composer Seminar. We are featuring 8 young composers on Introductions today. This next piece is in a more contemplative folk style, and it's called Dedication.
Hello, my name is Hannah Thill. I play the viola. I've been composing only really for the past year, but I've been arranging for probably around 3 years now. So the title of Dedication has a double meaning to it. First of all, it represents the dedication that musicians put towards their craft. I know, especially in this past year, it's been a little bit of a struggle for a lot of us to stay motivated and dedicated. So through this composition, I wanted to highlight all of that dedication of musicians because it's something I really admire seeing. And then also it is a dedication to those around me who have helped me get this far on my musical journey. To my parents who drive me to all my rehearsals and encourage me to keep on going, and to all of the teachers who have taught me everything that I know and who have also helped encourage me. This piece is just really for them.
16-year-old Hannah has found a silver lining in all the disruption of the last 18 months. She feels like she's gained access to a whole new world, a whole new way of appreciating music through writing it.
As we all know, the March 2020 lockdowns were very impactful in a lot of our lives. I remember being so devastated at the loss of a lot of in-person orchestras. So I was trying to find a musical outlet to turn to since we weren't able to play with other people. And I've always been interested in learning how to compose, but it was just something that with all of the other orchestras and school going on, I never really had the time to start learning how to do that. So when we had all of a sudden this extra time, I figured this would be the perfect time for me to start to learn how to compose. In the fall, I started taking CYSO's composition class, which I'm so grateful that I did because they gave me all of the building blocks into how to compose a great piece. You just heard Dedication, a piece about the perseverance of musicians and artists during the pandemic.
It was composed by 16-year-old Hannah Thill, a member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's viola section. And in coincidences, here's another 16-year-old, another violist, and another musician new to composing.
Hello, my name is Ellen Campbell. I am 16 years old. My primary instrument is the viola, and I have not been composing for very long. I've been composing last year and this year, so I'll say about 5 months. My high school orchestra teacher, Mr. Park, during the pandemic, he tried to do a lot of online projects with us, programs where you can write music and record music and then put it all together. Even before the pandemic, he did a lot of stuff with improv and working in groups to create melodies. That is what introduced me to creating music other than just reading sheet music and then playing it.
Ellen gave her string quartet number one a deliberately dark and forbidding subtitle to encourage the listener's imagination. She called it Across the Abyssal's Crater.
The name of the piece came from the kind of picture that came to my mind. You know, this being the first time that I composed, there was a lot of things that I was looking at, a lot of things that I was discovering. And when I think of mystery and discovery and potential, I think I imagine the ocean. Something that has always interested me is the peaks and valleys that form at the bottom of the ocean. That's kind of what it reminded me of just this very mysterious and kind of unexplained force.
Thank you. was Across the Abyssal's Crater by 16-year-old Ellen Campbell. It was recorded by the Chicago-based ensemble Atlas for Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's most recent composer seminar. This is Introductions, the series that profiles pre-college musicians from the Chicago area. Normally they're performers, today they're composers, and honestly, I'll take applications for both. Maybe you're a performer who wants to include your own composition in your radio recital. Maybe you're a composer who got something played in a competition and you got a good recording out of it. Honestly, I'm open to ideas. As long as you're local to the Chicago area and pre-college, I will consider putting you on this show. Get in touch. The audition application form is on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, new string quartet compositions from four more young composers coming out of CYSO. You're listening to Classical WFMT. I'm Robbie Ellis, and today on the program, we're diving into the string quartets written by young composers in the 2020-2021 Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Composition Seminar. We began this episode with sophomores and juniors. Now we're moving on to the older students, rising seniors, and recent high school graduates. All eight featured composers today talked with WFMT's Andrew Patner Fellow, Adela Skovronsky, and this next interviewee just started his senior year at the Illinois Mathematics and Science Academy.
Hello, my name is Tommy Johnson. I'm a student at CYSO. My main instrument is the viola, but I play a couple of different things. And I started composing my freshman year. I read this book. I don't remember who wrote it, but it was talking about the different intervals of the piece. And so I wanted to take a mix of like consonant and dissonant intervals to try to create like a little bit of like a misty sort of cloudy sound. The first part that's very cloudy, I wanted to be like when you're first coming into the world, when you're like a really young kid and you're just unsure of everything. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what life is like. And there's a happier section after that, for, you know, lack of a better word. It's supposed to be like when you're knowing more about the world and you're starting to discover things. And then there's a more dissonant section to represent some of the hardships of life. And it ends with another big constant section to show that in the end, we all get there.
Like many of our composers, Tommy expressed that the past year was difficult, but composing was a great outlet during times of stress and something that's helped him figure out what he wants to pursue for the future.
I'm 17. I was in my junior year, and it was really hard. A lot of studying, a lot of difficult classes, AP tests. It really bogs down on you. Right now, I'm thinking of going into medicine, but I always want to keep doing music, and composing is fun. It's really cool. So in a way, it was a hope and inspiration for me that the work I was doing now would be worth it later.
Tommy Johnson, we wish him the best of luck in making those big decisions this upcoming school year. Let's take a listen now to his piece about growing up, String Quartet Number 1.
Thank you.
String Quartet No. 1 by 17-year-old Tommy Johnson, a musical journey through life in just under 4 minutes. Tommy plays viola in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's flagship group and is looking to go into medicine as a career. Now to the work of another young musician, not from symphony orchestra, but from the CYSO Jazz Orchestra.
My name's Tom Gotch. I'm 17 years old. I play the bass, and I've been composing seriously for maybe around a year and a half.
Now, Tom comes from an extremely musical family. His father plays French horn, and he's involved in discovering artists. His mother has sung her whole life. His aunts and uncles are involved in the music business. It's even kind of a family tradition to play the trumpet.
I am a jazz bassist, and the majority of my musical training has been jazz-focused, which is interesting when I'm writing for a string quartet. I'm used to having, like, you know, in jazz, like a rhythm section, horns, bass, piano, drums, all that stuff. Like, I'm used to that setup and I know what that sounds like. I don't necessarily know what a string quartet sounds like all the time. Since I started composing, like, I've been listening a lot more. And to your question about jazz harmony, that's kind of like the main harmony that I know. In the beginning, especially of that piece, went crazy with that because I just love the way that, like, more complex harmonies like that, it sounds spicy because of, like, sevenths and ninths and elevenths and thirteenths and all that stuff.
Jazz harmony is definitely something you should listen out for when you hear Atlas play this quartet called A Handful of Seeds. Tom says that writing this piece helped him grow as a composer.
When I started writing for Atlas, I just did not know what to do, so I just, like, started plugging in little melodies, little harmonies that I was hearing in my head, and then I just wrote them down. If you think about writing, just like, you know, handwriting, first you got to know, like, how to write letters, how to, you know, make sentences. If I just create a hodgepodge of different ideas, then I don't really have a piece. I just have a hodgepodge. And so I had to think through those ideas, try to develop them, create, like, some kind of tangible arc. It taught me, I guess, let's say maturity.
Thank you. That last piece you heard was A Handful of Seeds by Tom Gotch, just starting his senior year of high school, and he's a bassist in the CYSO Jazz Orchestra. We're down to our final two composers from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras on introductions today. Two students who've just started college this autumn on completely different tracks. We start with an alumnus of both the CYSO Symphony Orchestra and Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative.
My name is Nando Cordero. I play the trumpet, and I've been composing music for 3 years now.
Much like our previous composer, Nando Cordero also experienced some difficulties in writing for string quartet. His main instrument is trumpet. What he didn't expect was how much he enjoyed writing string music, and even used this quartet to dive into microtones, the gaps between the typical 12 notes of Western music.
I started some research on microtonal music, microtonal instruments. Back in January, actually, right when I finished writing pieces, when I really started doing more research on this, a few months prior, I kind of just conceived of the idea. My intention was to always add like a richness to harmony. There's more to music than just like, you know, this chords and their extensions. Getting chords and modifying certain notes of the chords and shifting them around like 20 and 30 cents. There's a certain richness of the harmony and dissonance and consonance that comes with modifying chords these ways that hasn't really been done in much music that I've been studying and listening to recently. That's a major point of my studies, yeah.
Nando has just started composition study at DePaul University, and he does a lot of different things. Concert music, pop music production, even video game themes.
Well, what I like doing outside of this kind of, you know, classical, in quotes, style, I like working on some music production. And within that, I actually do various different styles itself as well. Producing maybe kind of music that you could call pop music. Lots of things, actually, because possibilities are actually limitless with software.
Nando Cordero. His piece is titled simply String Quartet Number 1. The String Quartet No. 1 by Nando Cordero. Nando played trumpet in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras and just started at the DePaul University School of Music, studying composition. We're featuring eight young composers today on Introductions, and our final one has also just started college.
So my name's Fiona Abney McPeak. I'm 18. I play violin. And I guess I've been composing informally for a while. I started writing pieces for myself to play on my violin when I was like really young, I'd just write like a simple thing, like a twinkle variation or something. My sister, she was kind of writing some things for her to play on her violin. And I, back in the day, I wanted to be just like her. So I started composing too. As I grew up and I became like more of a mature violin player, my compositions became more mature too. I was kind of listening to some Shostakovich string quartets before I wrote the piece. I feel like in a lot of his string quartets, there's this like motion with like stress of the pandemic and like everything else. The idea of moving forward, surging forward into an uncertain future resonated with me. And so I feel like this piece is about motion. It kind of starts off with like a slower motion, but as the piece goes on, it gets faster and faster and more manic and more energetic.
Fiona was a concertmaster in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's flagship group, and she was accepted into Harvard to study mathematics and physics, but she doesn't intend her life to be 100% STEM.
I'm definitely going to keep music and composition as a part of my life in the future, but not necessarily as my career. I think I might go into physics or math, but I'll definitely do it on the side. It's a good release for me and a creative outlet. I've started to feel like there's like a broader range of things I can express.
Performed by Atlas, here is Flowing Farther, F-A-R-T-H-E-R, Flowing Farther, by Fiona Abney McPeak on Introductions.
Thank you.
The work of 18-year-old composer and violinist Fiona Abney McPeak. She called her piece Flowing Father. And she's just headed far away, 980 miles according to Google Maps, moving from Chicago to join the class of 25 at Harvard University to study mathematics and physics. And that's it for today's episode of Introductions, focusing on teenage composers this week. All of them have been members of various ensembles through Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, and they all wrote their pieces as part of CYSO's Composer Seminar. Thank you to their tutors, Eric Malmquist and Ben Hjertman, for help with today's program, as well as Madeline Maxwell, Katie Farris, and Susan Lape at CYSO. All 8 string quartets you heard today were performed and engineered and videoed by the members of Atlas. Believe it or not, they tracked each instrument individually under pandemic conditions, recording at separate times in their own houses. The players were violinists Jinty McTavish and Sabrina Tabby, Rita Andrade on viola, and Genevieve Tabby on cello. They can be found at atlysmusic.com, atlysmusic.com. Thanks go to them for letting WFMT put their recordings out for broadcast and podcast, and the same goes to the composers letting their pieces get podcast today. And you can find today's podcast at wfmt.com/introductions. Listen back there. Today's episode of Introductions was produced by Adela Skovronsky. Adela is WFMT's Andrew Patner Fellow this year. She fired off dozens of emails, interviewed all 8 composers over Zoom, wrote this script for me, edited everything together. Basically, she made this episode happen, and I just turned up and said words. Thank you, Adela. I'm Robbie Ellis, the series producer of Introductions. Catch you next time to spotlight more young Chicago musicians every Saturday morning at 11 on Classical WFMT.